Goldstein and Jim Rotolo in an exclusive interview about Bruce's new album, Only the Strong Survive, now on SiriusXM E Street Radio.
Bruce, welcome back to E Street Radio. It's good to see you. It's good to talk with you again.
Great to be back.
Yes. Congratulations on the new album, Only the Strong Survive.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's start at the beginning. Where did the idea for this project come from?
Very simple. We finished Letter to You, and you know, when we couldn't get out on the road, we made these films. We did Western Stars with a film, Letter to You with a film, as a way of just reaching out to our fans. And there was still we were still in COVID lockdown. Kind of had finished my projects. I'd been working on Tracks 2 also over the winter. Worked a lot on that. But I knew I wanted to continue to record because I was just having a good time. And we'd gotten recording process had become so like silk. You know, we'd gotten so good at it. And so basically, I just started to come over and record some songs that I enjoyed and thought I might enjoy singing. At first, it was actually quite difficult to find songs that I was satisfied with my voice on. And we worked for quite a while just doing that, locked into something, came up with an album, threw that album out. It was good, and I'm sure those things will surface in the future, but not quite as powerful as I'd like. And I came across this Do I Love You, Frank Wilson's Do I Love You, the classic undiscovered Motown single. And I sang that, and then everything clicked, and I knew the rest of the answer was more soul music. And so it didn't start out conceptually. I sort of found my way to it. And then I began to look into the catalog of great soul songs and all my inspirations as singers, David Ruffin and Jimmy Ruffin and, of course, Jerry Butler and Levi Stubbs. These are all my masters guys, all the guys I learned from. And it slowly turned into an album, and that the record just seemed like it was, unlike many of my other records, it wasn't theme heavy. I wasn't writing about a specific thing. I wasn't writing about life and death. I was just making music that was joyful. And I've seen occasionally someplace, somebody was complaining, gee, Bruce, it doesn't make happy music. There's no way it's joyful, you know, anymore. And so this is a record where it's all, hey, put it on, vacuum your rug, dance to it, listen to it during the day. It's there just for your joy, for your happiness. It makes me happy to sing it and make it. And I hope people take it in that spirit.
I think most people have, including myself. And just when you, just from the first track, which was the title track, Only the Strong Survive, starting off with that one with Jerry Butler. And that, from what I understand, that was the last song you recorded.
Right. Jerry Butler came last. He almost didn't make it. And the reason was, is the original title of the record, it started out as Soul Days, which made a lot of sense because that's a cut, Dobie Gray cut, that really defines my feelings for soul music and what we're in the process of trying to do. That title turned into Night Shift after we cut Night Shift. I said, oh, no, it's got to be Night Shift. Night Shift is great, and that's a great title for the record. And then shortly thereafter, I was working on a sequel already due to the fact that I keep myself very busy. And as the sequel, I said, well, the first song I'm going to cut for a sequel to this record is a song called Only the Strong Survive, because that's a great title. And John Landau said, no, we should use that title now. That's such a good title. And so I came home, I went in, and in a day I cut Only the Strong Survive, and that's where we sit.
I mean, Soul Days would also be a great title for the album, definitely.
Yeah, Soul Days would have been a beautiful title.
Yeah. And of course, Night Shift, the great Commodores hit, paying tribute to Jackie Wilson and Marvin Gaye. And then you mentioned Frank Wilson, and that's the first single that we heard from the album, Only the Strong Survive. And when we all first heard it here on E Street Radio, immediately you could not help but smile listening to that song. And it's Bruce Springsteen singing Frank Wilson, Do I Love You? Indeed I Do. And everybody went, this song is great. Who's Frank Wilson? How did you come across this song? Because it wasn't a very popular song. Was it even played on the radio here?
No, the song was totally unknown in the States. And I came across it, you know, surfing around, and I found a Northern Soul compilation. I was aware of the Northern Soul movement in England, and they often had a lot of offbeat, you know, they played B-sides and all sorts of offbeat Motown records and soul records. And I thought, well, this would be an interesting place to go, because I was interested in doing, I wanted some classics, but I also wanted a lot of things that people probably hadn't really heard that well, you know, that I thought were great. And so this was a masterpiece of a Motown single. Frank Wilson then went to the back line of Motown and produced and arranged and wrote, rather than being a front man. But he was a great singer and a good front man, I assume. And this song was just magic. And the minute I sang it, once I found out I could sing it, it was like, and Ron Aniello came up with a killer track and a killer arrangement. And we just knew, like, oh yeah, this is it. This is what we're going to be working on, and this is where we're going. First love.
Bruce Springsteen joining us here on E Street Radio, Only the Strong Survive. You talked about this is just an album. The recording process of the album, let's talk about that for a few minutes. So it must have been nice over the years, of course, you writing the music and the lyrics and getting all of these things down. It must have been nice just to walk in knowing that all of that is done. You don't have to worry about guitar parts or key changes or anything like that. Just step up and let it go.
It was so freeing. And I work with two guys who are really geniuses at what they do, Rob LeBray and Ron Aniello. And it's a three-man job, you know? But it gives us an enormous amount of freedom. We can come in, we can just go through song after song as what might work. You know, there's not a band sitting around waiting for you to see what you're going to play, what you're going to try. Is the arrangement going to work? Is it not going to work? That takes 2 days. That takes 3 days. We come in and we can sit. We can just pick the material, make a track that afternoon, and I'm singing it the next morning or afternoon, and it's primarily done. And I have the ability to look into an enormous amount of material and draw from that well. So it's these guys have been extremely, extremely helpful, and we have a great process. And also we get the great sounds on the record. You know, the guys are really good at making the record. The record, if you play that record right after, just continuing right after Letter to You, it just jumps out of the speakers, and it's a great sound, great playing, and I try to do my part.
And you certainly did. And one, to me, one of the standout, I love the album, but your vocals on The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. I mean, where was that, as far as list of songs, was that one of the favorites that came to mind right away, or just kind of going through the process?
I always loved that song, and I realized I continue to have that big voice inside of me, though I never use it. I always use my rock voices, which are hoarse and gruff and raspy. That's the voice that was my go-to voice after Born to Run, you know. And after, also, it was there on Darkness also, but really Born to Run was its signature moment. And so I said, gee, I have this operatic voice that I can call on, and I haven't called on in 40 years. So I said, let me pull that voice back out, and The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore is a classic place where I could put it. And so I took out that big round voice and was able to sing that song, which Scott Walker does so wonderfully. But I can get there in that range and in that tone and really deliver in that pop style of singing.
Yeah, and absolutely. And so a lot of these songs, they were some were bigger hits than others, obviously, and some were a little more on the obscure side. And so you do cover the Four Tops on this collection as well. And you went with a Four Tops song that was, you know, When She Was My Girl, as opposed to Reach Out, I'll Be There, or Ain't No Woman, or something like that. Did you consider those other songs, or just?
We did. We cut Reach Out, I'll Be There, and we have a nice version of it, but it was a little heard too much. By the time we got done, we had so many choices that one fell by the wayside, though we do have a nice version of it. I cut a few things that I didn't use, a few things by the Temptations I didn't use, but Seven Rooms of Gloom was just not a super well-known four top song, but it totally captures the desperation that Levi Stubbs put in every vocal he ever sang. Levi was the most desperate soul singer you had ever heard, with an incredible voice. And the beginning of the record, which is this wild shout, I see a house. That's it. That's an outrageous beginning of a record. I see a house. A house of stone. A lonely house, you know? I mean, just, I don't know of another record that with that kind of intro, and I said, I got to do that. And then also it has that great dun, 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 that great rhythm that is in the verse before it breaks into the chorus. It's just a great song that I knew it was a hit of some sort, but it wasn't like one of their bigger hits. So that was the one I ended up with.
Yeah. Yeah, just incredible, that one. And again, big voice, like you had mentioned earlier, that you need that big voice for that song.
Well, I need to be able to sing in the same range. You know, I said, well, I'm not going to sound like Levi Stubbs or David Ruffin, but I do sing in the same range as those guys do. We're all tenors, you know, strong. I was a strong bar singing, R&B, rock and roll, soul singing tenor, and they were all soul singing tenors. And so the general range, even up where it goes up high, and Levi can go up very high sometimes, I still have good range up there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of great soul singers, you have Sam Moore on this album.
The one and only. Yeah, Sam has been my friend for about 30 years, and he sang on the Human Touch record. And he sang incredibly on the Human Touch record, and it was kind of passed over. But he sings on Real World and on Soul Driver, and he sings fantastic on those cuts. So Sam is 86. He's still got his voice. He still loves to sing. So I got him on two cuts, and I'm working to get him on some more right now, because last of the great, great soul men, and it's a privilege for me to be able to work with him and sing with him.
Yeah, I spoke with him yesterday. Such a great man, such a sweet guy. You called him up and you worked through, again, because everybody was locked down at the time. You did everything through Zoom. And right. Kind of explained to him what you wanted, and he delivered, and, you know, on Soul Days, and also I Forgot to Be Your Lover.
Incredible voice to this day. I mean, he is just something. I mean, I sing those parts initially myself, and then I send them to Sam. And when Sam sings them, the whole thing opens up, you know. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. That's great to hear that you're hoping to get him on some more tracks in the future.
Yeah, I would like to.
Bruce Springsteen joining us here on E Street Radio. Only the Strong Survive. And you know, the last song on the album, the only female group on the album, The Supremes, right. Someday We'll Be Together. Why that song? And it's a beautiful song. It's one of my favorite Supremes songs.
That was a John Landau suggestion for the end of the record. And I went to that record, and amazingly enough, Diana Ross, if you listen to the record, is singing incredibly low for her. And I cut the song in the same key as Diana Ross. So that shows you how low she was singing, you know. And it's a beautiful song. The classic, the classic Someday We'll Be Together. Just a beautiful end to the record, you know.
It says on the title of the record, it says Volume 1.
Correct.
I understand there were, I believe, 55 songs recorded total for this.
That's right.
Well, all right. So we'll patiently wait for Volume 2 at some point. We'll hope to hear that down the road. Now, recently you were you performed on Jimmy Fallon on the Tonight Show.
I did. Great time.
Yeah. Well, how was that as far as, I mean, recording them, you know, at home with just you and Ron and putting all the music together and then singing to the tracks, but getting there with a full mini orchestra, you know, how did that feel to get up there and sing those songs live?
Well, it was great, you know, because, you know, once again, you know, it was a band put together by Tom and Ron, and is a fantastic band. You know, it's with a very different flavor than either the East Street Band or the Seeger Sessions Band, or you know, and so it's a wonderful. It's just a wonderful group of musicians, and so I enjoyed it tremendously playing, and it's like 19 or 20 pieces. It's a huge orchestra, you know, so a lot of fun standing in front of that band and singing in front of them.
Sure, and you looked like you were having a great time there, and again, it's you know. We're used to seeing you. I mean, with the E Street Band on stage, there are times you don't have the guitar or the guitars to your side and you're just walking around with the microphone. Here, it's just, it's you and moving to the music.
That's all, you know, and that's something I really enjoy. It's, you know, when I do these songs, I turn them from soul songs really into rock and soul songs because I'm primarily a rock singer. And so the material I look for is material that can take that rock edge, you know, and where we'll take something and we'll just kick the energy up on it from my rock and roll experience and maintain its soul roots, you know. So we're really kind of making rock and soul music, you know. And so you got to have a band that's very good at high energy playing and at the same time the groove of the soul records.
Right. And that's, you have that with the E Street Band, and you're heading out on the road. We're less than 3 months away from the tour. And you mentioned that some of these songs will find their way into the set at some point.
Yeah. We'll play two or three things probably, you know, not a whole lot, but we'll bust a few things out. Maybe Do I Love You? Maybe Don't Play That Song. I'm not sure what else, you know. We may pick different things on different nights, but we'll have some fun with some of it. But I have an idea. I have a, you know, the E Street Band show is going to be it's a rock show. But we're bringing horns and some backup singers, yeah.
That's great. I spoke to Max yesterday as well. He's just inducted into the New Jersey Hall of Fame. He's been listening into Only the Strong Survive and Western Stars. He's been listening to. So he's ready for everything.
That's great. Yeah, Western Stars, maybe we'll get a cut off of that. You know, it's not quite a live album unless you play it in concert the way we did in the film, you know. But one of my favorite records I've ever made is Western Stars.
Well, listen, Bruce, thank you so much for this time. And we look forward to seeing you on the road in 2023.
Boom. It's going to happen. Get ready.
Well, happy holidays to you and your family. And we look forward to talking to you again soon.
And thanks once again to all my fans that listen in out there. Thank you for your support. An ongoing support of all everything I do. I appreciate it deeply in my heart. Have a great holiday.
You just heard Bruce Springsteen and Jim Rotolo in an exclusive interview about Bruce's new album, Only the Strong Survive. Listen again anytime on the SXM app. Search Bruce Springsteen.